I'm Jeff Booth, and this is The Big Picture here on The Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education. So, as we watch our democracy being dismantled faster than our mail sorting machines, we now live under a president who makes no bones about being an authoritarian autocrat who does all the things authoritarian autocrats do. They make their own law. They ignore the Congress. They ignore judges all the way up to the Supreme Court. Don't do what they're ordered to do. And in the president's case, he commits crimes every single day. It's not a presidency, it's a crime spree. And of course, he's brought along with him the worst assortment of miscreants we've ever seen in any administration. That includes the vice president, the uber-creepy vice president, as he is depicted in the latest political ad titled Meet Mother Pence. You might want to Google that. It points out that his wife won't let him attend parties where alcohol is served unless she's with him. He can't be alone in a room with a woman. An extreme homophobe. I actually think Mike Pence is perfectly fine alone in a room with a woman or having dinner alone without being supervised. I mean, even in a restaurant. I don't think there's much chance of Mike Pence cheating on her, at least with another woman. But really, the problem just isn't Trump. It's the entire Republican Party, what's left of it, because so many people have fled. Because it's the party of misogyny and the party of racism and the party of ignorance. But it's also pretty much the party of crazy. There's a lot of, as we have covered, candidates running as Republicans who buy into the whole QAnon thing. And now the president has endorsed several of them, and he's just endorsed Laura Loomer. And have you noticed how all the names of these people sound like they're from a bad spy novel? Chad Wolf, head of Homeland Security. I mean, I've been noticing it lately. A lot of these names just sound like something if you were a writer you'd make up to kind of signify their character. Laura Loomer, she just sounds like she could be crazy. And guess what? She is. Of course, she is anti-choice. And of course, she does not support same-sex marriage. She says that consensual sex with a spouse under the age of 18 should be classified as statutory rape. Not really sure I even understand that. She believes that businesses should be able to deny service to gay customers or black customers or whoever if that goes against their religious beliefs. She believes there should be no anti-discrimination laws based on gender identity. No health insurance with free birth control. No. And of course, she opposes the separation of church and state. She is like your perfect walking anti-sex, anti-rights nightmare. Of course, she also is one of the biggest Islamophobes in the country. She's been banned on Facebook and Instagram and PayPal and Twitter because she's so delightful. And she is running for the House seat in Mar-a-Lago's district. She is a perfect fit for that. She hates Muslims with a passion and has been very vicious towards Ilhan Omar. And she has ties to white nationalists. And I believe one of the best ways to describe her is racist as fuck. The criminal Roger Stone was there to help her celebrate her victory in the primary. She's sort of the poster child for the hateful, bigoted Karen, who loves to get into confrontations with even representatives, but any Muslim, any immigrant, she loves to degrade. And of her, Trump wrote, "Great going, Laura, you have a great chance against a Pelosi puppet." Well, I'm not so sure that's true, either the puppet part, or the fact that Representative Lois Frankel, who she'll be running against in the general election, is very, very popular, and it's a very Democratic district. So I don't think so, Loomer, but you are the perfect Trump candidate because you're absolutely god-awful. And now we go from awful to really, really dark. And I predicted this way early. I've said this all along. I have said that we would see the most shocking things, the most shocking crimes coming out of Homeland Security, and most especially CBP. And I also said that when you have this kind of environment with almost zero supervision, they become rape camps, and you get disappeared people. Well, we've had lots of disappeared people. DHS doesn't know where a lot of people that they have arrested wound up. They can't prove they were sent anywhere. We don't even know if they're dead, alive, sent to the wrong country. They're the disappeared. Classic authoritarianism. And then there's a reward for that. Remember, if you're going to have people do these horrible, vicious, awful things in your name, which Trump is doing, they need to be rewarded. They're essentially going to war for the president against these immigrants. And there's always spoils of war. And that's why, historically, you always see that these kinds of places turn into rape camps. And that is exactly what we have now. Here in the United States, we have rape camps. We're simply shocked on a daily basis by horrific things. A president who says, well, even if I lose, I probably won't leave. It's been so much criminality, so much awfulness. And we just had the Senate give us the report from the Republicans that says, yeah, he did collude with the Russians, flat out. The Republicans are saying it. But, you know, no big deal. We're so overwhelmed by his criminality that we're becoming numb to it. We reported last year, in April, that there were 1,224 records of sexual assault in ICE detention. And that's just the things that we know about, the things that were actually recorded. We don't know how many rapes weren't reported. According to a study by ProPublica, and thank God for ProPublica and all of the people that they partner with on their investigations, but what they found is that in an El Paso detention center, guards were attacking victims in camera blind spots, raping them, and telling them no one would believe them. And what does it matter? They're just going to be sent away. Nobody will ever know. It is the perfect storm for getting away with rape, and it apparently is going on as a systemic practice, not just a random thing that happens, but it's a pattern and practice of abuse that goes on all the time. It's just what they do. Now, we know about the child separation, that it is, and always has been, intentional as a means to inflict pain and misery on people so that they won't dare to come back here. We know that people have come out and said, yes, that is the president's intent, and he wants to continue doing it. Standard operating procedure for an autocratic sociopath. These centers hold 50,000 immigrants across the country at a cost of about $2.7 billion. I just find it hard to believe that immigrants are costing us $2.7 billion a year. I'd like to see that number. We might actually save money by not torturing, imprisoning, and raping people. Wouldn't that be awesome? Now, the problem isn't just under Trump. He's just given them more freedom. But ICE has always had a problem. It's always been a dark, hateful organization filled with racists. And just between the years 2010 and 2016, there were 14,700 complaints. That is almost 7 every single day for 6 years. And that's before things got really bad, got much worse after 2016. Now, after 2016, I don't trust any statistics coming out of ICE, but their official are that there were 374 formal accusations of sexual assault. That was the people who were allowed to make an accusation. And remember, these people making an accusation are taking an incredible risk. They could be risking their lives, but they're making these accusations. And yet, only 48 were substantiated, and we don't really know what they did about any of that. The ProPublica article that I read that just came out recently is just about one facility, one place, but it's similar things are going on. That report came out on August 14th. But our concentration camps for immigrants have become almost perfect places for rape and getting away with it. And it's happening in our name. There's so much nightmarish stuff happening in our name. I've been watching the Democratic Convention. It gives us some hope, even though this president will do everything he can to hold on to power. There's a very, very good chance that there'll be some kind of civil war over this election, because Trump and his followers are not going to take no, get the hell out, for an answer. We're dying by the thousands because of this administration's incompetency. Our democracy is a shambles. He's destroying the post office. There have been presidents who've done a lot of damage to this country, i.e. the previous Republican one, but no one has come close to this level of just insane destruction of democracy. We won't survive more of him.